chapter 39, verse 1. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Canst thou mark when the hinds do calf? In other words, God is the God of nature. And today, the things that are happening in nature, God makes them happen. Nature would be dead. Nothing would happen. There would be no spring. And there'd be no summer. There'd be no fall. There'd be no winter. There'd be no storms. There'd be no movement in this universe. It would come to a dead standstill if there wasn't a creator back of it, my beloved. You can think that one through. Now, that is the point that God is making to this man Job, revealing his greatness. And this man Job now has a chance to answer. And I want you to listen to him. If something's happening to him here, here is what he says. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? Job, are you in a position to give God a lesson? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. And actually, Job had spoken without knowledge. And he's attempting to instruct God. He's attempting to tell God something. And he's in no position to do that because he's been uttering words without knowledge. And will you listen to him now? Job answered the Lord and said, verse 4, behold, I'm vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Job says, I should have kept quiet. And now I see I'm vile. Now, is this the man that said he would maintain his integrity regardless of what happened? Is this the man that declared that he was a righteous man and therefore there must be something wrong with God to let this thing happen to him? Well, this man now is saying that he's vile, as someone has said. If we could see ourselves as God sees us, we couldn't stand ourselves, my friend. And when you get into the presence of God, this is what you're going to have to say. I'm vile. Now, actually, this appearance of God to Job had a threefold effect upon him. It had an effect upon his relationship with God, with his relationship to himself, and with his relationship to his friends. This is the man that hath spoken without knowledge, and his words are without wisdom. And this man now wishes he'd kept his mouth shut. Listen to him. He says, once have I spoken, but I'll not answer, yea, twice, but I'll proceed no farther. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I'll demand of thee, declare thou unto me, wilt thou also disannul my judgment? In other words, are you trying to say to God that he's wrong? And, of course, God is not wrong. Job is going to be able to say to God now, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. This is a tremendous place that he's come to here. He's certainly advancing. Now, he does not know himself. He says, I am vile. And when a man discovers that, he's come a long way. And we're going to see that there are several steps that he takes as he comes to God. Now, the Lord breaks through again on this basis of creation. Job, look around. You're in nature. There are a lot of things you don't know that you're looking at. And how can you judge God in his moral government of this universe? There's so many folk today that come up with some of the most asinine statements concerning God. And I've heard Christians make some very foolish statements concerning God. Now, we ought to be very careful what we say about him. And we ought to keep it in the context of the Word of God. This man actually did not know God. That is quite obvious here. He is uttering words without knowledge. When the Lord breaks in upon him, he asks him some more questions. Chapter 41, verse 1. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down? Now, this great monster, the sea, what do you really know about it? And today, they're studying these gray whales off the coast of California. And they're doing many things, try to find out about it. Well, look, we've come a long way since the day of Job. We still don't know about these big fellas that are in the water. And what do we know about dinosaurs? I heard this whimsy about the man that was a guide in a museum. And he came to a dinosaur in the lecture he's given to the crowd that went through. He says, this dinosaur is 2 million and 6 years old. And a man came up to him and says, wait a minute here. He says, now, I'll accept that 2 million years, but where do you get the 6 years? Well, this man says, when I came to work here 6 years ago, a dinosaur was 2 million years old. I've been here 6 years. It's now 2 million 6 years old. May I say to you, friends, what do you know about Leviathan? What do you know about dinosaurs? Do you really know about them? Well, man just has to say, well, I just don't know. I'm not an authority. And any man that's a real scholar today, I don't care what field he's in, he'll tell you, I haven't mastered this field. We're just learning today. Well, now, if man is just learning, may I say to you, he's in no position to pass on God. And that's the thing God is telling Job way back yonder at the dawn of history.